I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me.
Day is dying in the west.
Angels watching over me, my Lord.
Ask my Lord to give me rest.
Angels watching over me. All night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day. Angels watching over me. In the morning when I rise, angels watching over me, my Lord. Lift my head up to the skies, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me.
Thank you, men, for that wonderful song of praise. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for this edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. On the last several programs, we've been exploring some of the Psalms together, and we'll continue that exploration on today's program, too. In a few moments, you'll hear the voice of Dr. J. Otis Yoder, the original Bible teacher on The Voice of Hope. His teaching has been translated into multiple languages, and it's still blessing many listeners around the world today. I hope you will be blessed by the teaching on this program. But before we hear that teaching, here are the men to remind us of a very important truth.
God is love, that love surrounds me. In that love I safely dwell. 'Tis above, beneath, within me. Love is mine, and all is well. God is love, pure love. God is love, sweet love. That love is mine, mine, and all is well. God is love. That life surrounds me. In that life I safely dwell. 'Tis above, beneath, within me. Life is mine, and all is well. God is life, pure life. God is life, sweet life. That life is mine, mine. God is peace, that peace surrounds me.
at peace I safely dwell. 'Tis above, beneath, within me, peace is mine and all is well. God is peace, pure peace. God is peace, sweet peace. That peace is mine, mine, and all is well.
Thank you, men. Now, here is Dr. Yoder.
You know, the most meaningful qualities of life are not measured by the foot or weighed by the pound. They are in the realm of what we call the metaphysical, that is, beyond the physical. I believe much of our problem in living comes from our inability to experience the metaphysical. It is in that realm that God is. He is, according to the scripture, non-material, that is, he is in the spiritual world, the metaphysical world. I want to talk with you on how to experience that God is real. And I'll be using Psalm 27, 1-14 as our scriptural basis. Now, here is Psalm 27. Please follow in your Bible. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, Seek my face, my heart said, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank thee just now for this good psalm, this blessed word of God that we can turn to for renewal of hope. And I pray, O Lord, that as we fellowship together in this passage, we may learn how to experience that thou art real. This I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. How to experience that God is real. For many, God is far away, too far away to reach, too far away to hear. But I'm glad to tell you he need not be. But why is he so distant? Has he withdrawn himself? Perhaps. Perhaps he wants a seeker. Perhaps he wants you, really, to seek after him. How can you sense or know that he is near? Do you really want to experience God? I would like to show you how. How to experience God, that he is real. from this psalm, Psalm 27. I believe in this psalm we can make real the presence of God by three descriptive nouns. I want you to notice and watch carefully. Keep your Bible open and follow me, because here is a tremendous passage of Scripture, one that will teach us how to experience that God is real if we will follow these descriptive nouns. First is the noun focus. When we say focus, immediately we are beginning to get down to fine points. And I want to point out that the psalmist focused on God. His focus was on God. Even in adversity, he said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So, you see, the psalmist had his focus on God regardless of the surrounding conditions, even when in great adversity, when it appeared as though the adversary was indeed going to overcome him, overwhelm him. In fact, he went so far in this psalm to say that he would not even be afraid, even if he stood alone, and a whole army was encamped against him. He said, though an host should encamp against me, and though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Ah, yes, this word focus is a very important word, because the psalmist held there in his line of sight God. For he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes, the word focus is a very important word, because it eliminates all else. He said, one thing, just one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That's exactly what this word focus brings to mind, because you can't be scatterbrained. You can't have your attention being given to 100 things. No, when you focus, you're giving your attention to one thing. And that's exactly what the psalmist said. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Everything else was eliminated. Nothing else could barge in upon his mind or thought or time. He found there protection. When he concentrated his focus on God, he could expect the protection of the Almighty, because he said, in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, and in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. Oh, yes, my dear friend, focus is a very important word, because God must be solely and only in your line of vision. He must have the central place, the only place. One thing have I desired. Then his presence will be real. That first important descriptive noun, my friend, is focus on him. The second noun is the word favor. And here, I want you to notice a bit more now. There'll be victory. God is going to favor him in victory, because he's going to triumph over his enemies. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So he's going to have favor. Favor is an important word, because that brings you into contact with God, see. That means that you have connections with the Lord. And that is exactly what the psalmist said. That's the way he put it. In victory and in prayer. Because he would give praise unto God. He would offer the sacrifices of joy and sing praises unto the Lord. And he would also pray and say, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. favor is an important word in prayer because God listens to the one who really calls and cries out to him. Yes, he does. I'm sure, I'm confident he does. And then in worship, favor in worship, that's the second noun, a very important word, favor. Favor in worship, because there in that 8th verse the Lord said to him, "Seek my face, and my heart said unto thee," the psalmist said, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Oh, so many, so many do not know how really to focus the gaze of the soul upon God. But the psalmist understood this. I want to challenge you to come to it, to really give your attention to God. Seek him with your whole heart. And then there'll be fellowship, because the psalmist put it this way, "Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." It's fellowship. Fellowship of rich and sweet. The second noun is favor. Favor in the presence of God for victory, for prayer, for worship, for fellowship. To make God real, to experience God as a reality, you must have single devotion. Absolutely. Single devotion. Then his presence is real. Yes, focus is important and favor is important. And believe me, our third noun is also important. Faith. It's focus, favor, and faith. Perhaps we would say that this third one is even the most important. Faith in need. For he saw that he could very well be forsaken by his father and mother, but not by the Lord. There was his need, and he believed in that need that God would be present. Present in all his reality. Because the Lord would take him up in his dire need when no one else was there. And then he would also guide him. He would lead him in a plain path. He asked for it. He said, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." He would find the hand of God leading him. He would also experience faith in distress. Because there were the enemies, false witnesses, who were rising up against him and breathing out cruelty. And he had really gone under, had he not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In that distress, faith came to his rescue to make God real. Faith in distress. When the hardships are almost more than you can bear, you need faith. The kind of faith that reaches out and lays hold upon God. A very essential quality. And then, but here it is again. Faith in delay. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Sometimes I find that difficult, do you? Yes, sometimes I find it difficult to wait, because it seems to me that the Lord is delaying. He's not on time. Then in my more sane moments, I say, yes, the Lord is on time. He is never behind time. I can be assured of that. And here the psalmist encourages you and me to have the kind of faith that will wait, wait. Take courage, strengthen your heart, wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes, there it is. Faith. Faith in need. Faith in leading. Faith in distress. Faith in delay. God must have sole right in that whole area of faith, then his presence will be real. Praise God. You can experience God in his reality if you will take into account these three very important words: focus, favor, faith. Hold them right there where they ought to be, and God will be real. Focus on God. Come into the favor of God. Exercise faith in God, and he will be real.
The Lord is my light, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, praise God. And if you'd like to review this teaching or share it with a friend, it's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Just ask for the teaching, How to Know God is Real. You may request this teaching by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or you can mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a copy of the teaching titled, How to Know God is Real, either in print or on an audio CD. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to this teaching at your convenience. You can also visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. Look for us on Facebook under Heralds of Hope. We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, you may contact us by email at this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Just ask for the teaching, How to Know God is Real. And if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. Once again, Dr. Yoder will speak to us from the Psalms. And until we meet again,
shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By thy blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me.
As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness. Ever changing from glory to glory, mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let. Shine, Jesus, shine.